in our. Those weren't there in game one.
I think if we blew the lead, it's yanked the stairs.
What's that?
Questions for Coach?
Did you feel any carryover from last night into tonight?
No, I didn't. I think I thought we expended a lot of energy to win that game last night. I really liked the way we played, especially in the second and really in the third. But tonight, again, you're going to hear that word execution. We didn't execute. I thought we were extremely opportunistic. And then we did didn't really do ourselves any favors on two of the goals against. We just basically handed it right to them. Again, that's part of execution. But in saying that, you got to find ways to win when you're not at your best. And the Islanders, they threw everything at us. I thought Moose was a wall back there for us. But you're going to have to grind out some points when you don't have your A game. And we did that tonight, you know, with a lot of help from Moose.
How did you feel to have all four of your lines contribute to the goal total and have more progress on even strength tonight?
Well, again, that was, we've been leaking oil. This team's pretty... Early in the season, they've responded, and one of the big things for us a few games ago was we were just getting crushed in faceoffs. We were 32nd in the league, and made emphasis on it. And the guys went out and we were 60%+ the next game. And you know, today was a big thing about how we're going to create some more offense 5-on-5, which not so sure we were in the zone a ton tonight. But every time we went in, we did a lot of good things to score those goals, and that's what you want from your guys. And it was good. I think guys start gripping the sticks a bit, but I think three of the players tonight got there first, and when that happens, usually there's guys take a breath and good things happen after that. So hopefully that'll continue in California.
How good that would be for Alex? You know, it's been a while since
he just saw you off. Is it okay? Go ahead.
For Alex to score.
Makes you really late. Let's do it.
Sorry.
Yeah, it did. You put on a tee. All right.
For Alex to get that monkey off his back a little bit. It's been a while since he put one back.
Yeah, at least it wasn't called back.
Yeah.
So, but good for him. He's, to be honest, I think Killer's been exceptional for us. In a lot of areas, nice. In the penalty kill, puck possession, there's been so many good things. But so many players, you know, would like to look in the score sheet and see a goal by their name. And he was one of those players that has definitely deserved a score, and he did tonight.
You've had so many late goals.
Like, it was teed up for you. Gosh.
I've had so many goals scored with, like, the last 2 seconds of a period. Like, when that puck goes in for Nick, you just turn around and go,
Well, first of all, like, let's look at that play. Like, okay, so we were lacking a little bit in our execution. I mean, our second period, we did have some zone time, but you know, Koepke with a big hit. Colton stayed with it, big hit. Okay, we came from underneath, and then Paul shot a puck. And, you know, when you start repeating that kind of behavior, good things will happen, and that's why he scored. And so, you know, plus it's a little bit of a deflator too with 0.1 seconds and instead of down one, now you're down two. And so, but I just like the no quit in the play. They finished the period out and they got rewarded.
It's amazing though, like you had a ton of them. You know, you were having one under a second. Victor Hedman had one with under a second. I mean, is that just a testament to your team?
Eric, I've been here 10 years. it's gonna happen at some point. No, I know. It's, it's, yeah, Tyler Johnson.
Yeah,
that was a big one. Yeah, game three. Yeah, it's at least the good guys are getting them.
Coach, with Brandon, you know, still being kind of a new guy. I think he's 50 games in now. Did you start to get worried? A new guy, young guy, new team, not maybe not getting the, you know, not getting the results that he wanted, but was he still doing enough good things, you know, with his game the way you figured it was going to come sooner or later?
So, okay, for all the analytics people out there that follow that kind of stuff closely, Hags has done an exceptional job for us. And it takes players a little bit of time to find their way with our team, but he has a definitive role, and it's, you know, now he stepped into a little bit more of an offensive role, but his, if you go by expected goals and things like that, ironically, it's higher in Tampa than it is in, it was in Chicago. So technically, he should have more goals with us than he did there. And, but they, for whatever reason, you know, there's ebbs and flows, and, but he's getting his chances, they just haven't been going in. And so that's why you're fired up when they go in for him, like, you know, tonight, and it's too bad the clock ran down on him at the end, but he's played well, he works, he retrieves pucks, he does all these things, they just haven't gone in for him, and so you hope that, you know, getting one like he did tonight will trigger something, and because he's been around the net and he's had his chances.
Any update on the Chernak?
No. I think he should be okay for our next game.
Thanks, everyone.